Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Eric Whitney. Dartmouth College may be looking at a substantial fine for violating Montana's campaign finance laws. Today, State Political Practices Commissioner Jonathan Modell found that the school, along with Stanford University, broke state law last October when the two mailed flyers to 100,000 people in Montana purporting to rank candidates for state Supreme Court on a liberal to conservative scale. The political science professors behind the mailer said it was pure research to see if giving people political information would influence voter turnout. But Modell concludes that the flyers were actually advocacy, and therefore Dartmouth and Stanford had to let his office know what they were doing and who was paying for it.
The decision actually found sufficient facts to show that the failure to register, report, and disclose as required by law was a violation of law.
Dartmouth and Stanford declined interview requests today, but issued statements saying they disagree with Modell's findings and that they're disappointed in them. Stanford's statement says, quote, "The information in the mailer did not contain any advocacy, and the mailer clearly stated that it was part of a joint research project at Stanford and Dartmouth," unquote. The statement says the schools did disclose that the mailer was paid for by researchers at Stanford and Dartmouth. Commissioner Modell says he's working on behalf of the people of the state.
At least in my tenure, this has been the one issue that has been of most concern to the most Montanans. We understand that. And if you're involved in an election in Montana with a document that mentions candidates, then you need to register with the commissioner's office, report, and disclose. Because when you do that, that information is available to all Montanans.
When the flyers arrived last October, there was a great deal of controversy about them bearing the official seal of the Montana Secretary of State's office. Secretary of State Linda McCullough called that deceitful, but took no legal action after Stanford agreed to a rapid follow-up mailing apologizing for the flyers and telling voters to ignore them. Jonathan Modell today said that Stanford spending upwards of $40,000 on the follow-up mailing is evidence of mitigation and that he's less inclined to pursue financial penalties against the school as a result.
The fact that they did it so fast and paid for first-class postage and got it out before the election, that's substantial.
The statement Dartmouth issued today says it was part of the corrective action taken by Stanford, but Modell doesn't see it that way. Before his office can try to negotiate a settlement seeking a payment from Dartmouth or Stanford or both, Lewis and Clark County's attorney would first have to pass on pursuing the matter. That often happens in political practices cases. If it does, and Modell's office isn't able to reach a settlement with the schools, he can then take the matter up in district court.